Winter is just days away, and this could be one for the record books. Shred through one blizzard after another with a powerful new Toro Power Max two-stage snowblower. It's compact, easy to use, and it's a beast on snow. And right now, get up to $100 off on select Toro Power Max. We'll make sure to get you through that first snowstorm with confidence. See your Toro retailer now. Win winter with a Toro snowblower, America's number one brand in snow. Toro, count on it.
The Medicare annual election period deadline is almost here. I'm Meredith Vieira, here with examples of people who started their search for coverage at myhealthpolicy.com. Meet Larry. He likes doing things online, so he started
at myhealthpolicy.com. I took my time and found the coverage I was looking for, and done.
Next is Mary. When she wanted answers, she picked up the phone.
I wanted a local perspective on plans, so I called myhealthpolicy.com and done. Switched to a better plan.
And Michael.
I met with a local licensed insurance agent face-to-face and done.
Go to myhealthpolicy.com to compare top-rated Medicare Advantage plans in your area, including $0 premium plans, or call 1-800-GO-START. That's 1-800-GO-START. Meredith Vieira is a paid endorser. KF Agency operates myhealthpolicy.com, not connected with or endorsed by the U.S. government or the federal Medicare program. A licensed insurance agent may call.
You get a whole lot of something with Farmers Policy Perks. So much, I'm going to have to speed things up. You can get the claim-free discount, which gives you money off your homeowner's policy if you've been claim-free for 3 consecutive years. Also applies for 3 successive years, 3 years straight, and what's known to insurance fans as the claim-free three-peat. Get a whole lot of something with Farmers Policy Perks. Start with a quote by calling 1-800-FARMERS.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Now for the legal something.
Not available in every state. Only available with select Farmers branded policies, subject to terms and conditions, underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or affiliate.
Pharmacy.
Top of the hour is brought to you by Glenview Luxury Imports. The North Shore's newest Alfa Romeo and Maserati dealership has arrived. Visit GLIGlenview.com. They've got it. We've got Sage Rosenfels in 1 minute on the score.
You can now see if you qualify for a medical marijuana card through a telemedicine appointment. Innovative Wellness can help, and they take insurance. Schedule an online visit with them today. Visit InnovativeMMJ.com for more information. That's InnovativeMMJ.com.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the... Hi, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. I just had a new idea for our song about the Name Your Price tool. So when it's like, tell us what you want to pay, hey, 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 and the trombone goes, blah, 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 and you say, we'll help you find coverage options to fit your budget. Then we just all do finger snaps while a choir goes, savings coming at ya, savings coming at ya. Yes? No? Maybe? Anyway, see you at practice tonight. I got new lyrics for the rap break.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Don't get hit by train. Okay, got it. This segment is brought to you by Menards. Save big money at Menards.
This is where Chicago goes to talk Bears. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. This is Chicago's number one and most listened to sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score. Chicago's home for Bears fans. WSCR and HD Chicago. WBMX HD2 Chicago. A radio.com sports station.
The Score!
This hour is brought to you by Innovative Wellness. Visit InnovativeWell.com.
Attention. Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention?
Sage Rosenfels, the official Tuesday morning quarterback on the Dan Bernstein Show.
Nick Foles has been there and done it. He's won a Super Bowl. He's won playoff games. He's won a lot of big football games. He's played in a lot of games in his career. He is a much better down-the-field thrower.
Long-time football observer.
He grew up with a little 19-inch black and white. I don't even know if it was 19 inches. It might have been 12 inches or something. Black and white TV that had 4 channels. We basically watched the black and blue division. My dad's from Chicago. All we basically watched were Vikings, Packers, Bears, Packers.
12 years of NFL experience.
Rosenfels with the ball. The bootleg fake the pass. Dives for the end zone. And in for the touchdown. Sage Rosenfels, brilliant on that first drive.
Goat of the preseason.
It's a specialty.
Sage Rosenfels, breaking down every start by Bears quarterback Nick Foles with Dan Bernstein on 670 The Score.
Would you rather lose pretty or win ugly? I think that we'd rather win ugly.
Well, that's an unfair binary. I'd rather win pretty, Nick. I know you're excited, and I know you think the team could get good, and you're pep-talking everybody, but let's figure this out, how they can get this a little bit prettier. Sage Rosenfels is on Twitter at SageRosenfels18. He's on the Alpamonte Ford Hotline, Alpamonte Ford in Melrose Park. He's on our Twitch stream, twitch.tv/Chicago670 The Score, and he appears to be somewhere other than his Omaha estate. That looks a little bit more urban and perhaps hotel-y.
Yes, Austin, Texas is where I stayed last night. I'm here for the week. But I'm glad I was not in Carolina, though it was a nice Bears win. As an offensive quarterback, as a person that likes good offense, it was not that by Chicago. It hasn't been that much this year by the Chicago Bears. But as Nick said, good enough to win. Definitely good enough to win. You know, I don't come on here to talk about the Bears defense. Sometimes I'd like to, because I did watch obviously that game and a lot this year. The best Bears defense, before we start talking about the offense, is very good. Like really good. A defense that when you're the starting quarterback and we play Chicago this week and you start watching film, you don't want to play against them. It's not fun. They are at almost, I don't know about record pace, but if you look at some of their statistics, they have more interceptions than touchdown passes given up. That doesn't happen very often. I think they might be the only team in the league that has that stat. They're hard to move the ball against. They're definitely hard to score against. And they are the number one reason why the Bears are 5-1 and leading the NFC North. The offense, on the other hand, it is a struggle from play to play, from drive to drive. They are making the plays, the most important plays at the right time, which is helping them get these wins. They're getting lucky sometimes with some balls that probably should be intercepted and turned over, but they're sort of scrapping it together to get enough to then also rely on that defense and play the complementary football. They're doing just enough to be a part of this 5-1 record.
I want to talk about the Nick Foles interception, because when I watched it again, I was mindful of something you've said in the past about quarterbacks, specifically both Kirk Cousins and sort of end of career Eli Manning, where you allow one problem to beget another problem and things tend to spiral out of control. That was the pass blocking on that play was almost non-existent. There's a still shot that's going around Twitter of five Bears linemen standing with four Carolina pass rushers, all quarterback side of them, all past them as the ball is leaving Foles' hand. And he makes an inexplicable throw. He called it a dumb throw. How does that breakdown up front turn into that pass?
Nick Foles plays quarterback with, like, somebody who talks just a full stream of consciousness, right? He just sort of lets it go and doesn't look at the downside a lot of times. And that is a very valuable asset to have at times, to sort of just let it loose and not overthink things and have sort of a clear stream of consciousness. But sometimes that gets him into trouble. And there was that interception. There was what I would call a hole shot, which is when you have a receiver running down the middle of the field, but also receiver on the outside by the sideline, and you try to fit a ball in there between the safety who is deep and the corner who is playing in that sort of cover two corner spot. He tried to stick a ball into that location, and there was really no reason for it. Sometimes that throw was there, other times it was not. This definitely, it was not there. So that ball really should have been intercepted as well. When you don't get protection, you tend to sort of throw balls to where they shouldn't go. It's just sort of a natural thing. It's really hard for a quarterback to sort of overcome that. They got to find ways to protect this quarterback. They got to find ways either to get the ball out quicker, whether it's play action more, where you have tight ends and running backs in there blocking as part of the protection. You have fewer guys out then, of course, and Jimmy Graham then is neutralized and the tight ends are neutralized, but they have to find a way to get this quarterback more protection, or else if they're just blocking five guys versus four or five rushers by the opposing team, they're going to be more interceptions, because he's going to, I don't want to say get nervous, but he's going to, throw balls up for grabs occasionally. And the more pressure a quarterback has, the more that just generally occurs.
And I guess that's fundamental to be being fair in the criticism of Nagy too, because if you can't block anything up, it's hard to trust anything. And there were those consecutive little cute zero routes to Anthony Miller that essentially function as a supplement to their run game. And to me, that said a lot. That said, I don't trust you to get push up front. We can't pick a butt to run over in this case. So I wonder how much of this, of the play calling and the desultory play calling, it just jumps from this to this, and maybe I'll try this, and maybe I'll try that, that there doesn't seem to be sequencing or identity. Maybe that's, it's him just crying out, help me. I don't trust anything to get blocked up well.
Well, they have an identity. It's not good.
It's not a good identity.
It's not like identity that you want to have. They don't have much for run game. I saw a little criticism on David Montgomery on Twitter yesterday, and I was a little bit beside myself. Is he Walter Payton? No, he is not Sweetness, okay? But he is a good back. He catches the ball in the backfield. He gets more yards after contact, and I think Bears fans do appreciate that. He gets hit at maybe 2 yards. And somehow power through to for a 4, 5, 6, 7 yard gain. He does that regularly. There's not a lot there. The Bears, let's start with the running game. For the most part, they run more inside zone than outside zone, which does rely on basically offensive line push. This is not super challenging for a defense to play against inside zone running teams as far as like gap responsibilities are concerned. They're just coming right at you. The outside zone is where you have to sort of run with the offensive line. And if somebody gets cut off, there's a big gash there as you, as the offensive line sort of runs down the line and the fullback and the tight end and that whole thing. But they run a lot of inside zone, which basically relies on push, which basically relies on there's usually not going to be a lot there. Just sort of the way it goes. It's not conducive to big plays, if that makes sense. Off of that, they don't do a lot of play action off that. Usually they have some luck when they do call it, but that it seems like it's about twice a game, maybe three times a game where they actually call a play action that does look like one of their inside zone running plays. So you don't have much of a running game, and then you don't have much of a play action game because of that lack of running game, which then leaves you to throwing the football, straight drop back pass. And you can drop as many plays as you want. So, you know, as every quarterback's coach and offensive coordinator and quarterback, you spend a week and, you know, this is the coverage that they're in and we got this matchup, we want to do this. And you have this passing game plan. But if you can't protect the quarterback, it doesn't matter what pass plays you have. It doesn't matter at all. You can drop all the beautiful things and try to get guys open. But if you have no protection, you will have no passing game. This Bears offense has no passing plays over 40 yards this year. I don't know if you know that. They're the only team in the NFL that has no passing plays over 40 yards. They cannot push the ball down the field. Is it the quarterback? Is it the receivers? Is it the offensive line? Sure. It's the whole thing. It's the whole operation. And it actually just sort of blows me away that this team is 5-1. With this anemic of an offense. And again, it's, you know, I watch it every week. It's not fun to watch. I don't like getting into blaming coaches or blaming players. It is a group effort. All right. I don't think the coaches are getting it done. I don't think the players are getting it done. It is a group effort. But you know, as a former player, when you have really, really struggling offenses, from my history of 12 years in the National Football League, the offenses that struggled the most, in my opinion, were more because of coaches than players. You know, do some teams have better receivers and a better line, a better quarterback than others? Absolutely. But coaches can find ways to score points, to move the ball, to have a functioning quality offense, even with very average players. And I think the Bears have good players. I can't critique the offensive line that well, but I really do think the Bears have some weapons at all the spots you need. I think their quarterbacks, even Trubisky as well, are good enough to win football games and score points in the National Football League. So to me, I would lean it more on the coaching side as the issue with this offense, because it's been like this pretty much the whole time. Even when Nagy first got there, and they made that run. And they had, you know, it's been the defense. The defense has carried the water for this football team. It just really has. And Nagy should be very thankful that he, you know, got signed to a team as the head coach where the defense was really good. Imagine if this defense wasn't good. It would, this team would be 0-6 right now. But luckily the defense is good, and that offense just has to do enough at the right time to help be a part of this team that is winning football games.
So let's ask the question that's right in front of us now, the way you set that up. Near the end of the show yesterday, I read an email from an astute listener who made the Brian Billick comparison, where part of a high-flying offense known as an offensive mind takes a job and ends up winning a Super Bowl because of a kick-ass defense and an offense quarterback by Trent Dilfer that just could be good enough, could get out of the way to not hurt them.
Tony Banks to start that season, by the way. Tony Banks, then Trent Dilfer. But go
correct.
Ahead.
So the question is, from a strategic perspective, when does a coach swallow hard and say, I know we want to do this, and I know I try to solve the Rubik's Cube every time, and I know we look for big gainers, and I'm an offensive mind with my magical play sheet, but maybe less is more. And here we go with this phrase again, dare I use it, game manager, and try to let your defense and your punter and whatever you got to do, you know, it's a hard admission for a coach, an offense, a proud offensive coach to do that, but would the Bears be more likely to win a Super Bowl if they just said, we got to be honest about what this offense can and can't do?
Winning ugly is still winning. And in the National Football League, and really all sports, it really doesn't matter how pretty the wins are as long as they keep coming in, and that's what's going on. It's obvious they're relying on this defense, and that's going to be their cowbell of what they, of how far they get this year. It's going to be because of their defense. Their offense does need to pick it up, though. I understand with Brian Billick and the Ravens and how they won the Super Bowl with that anemic offense. That was, what, 21 years ago, right? So that happens so rarely. Usually you have to have a nice balance of offense and defense to be successful. This style of offense, by the way, other than in Kansas City, where they have Pat Mahomes and probably the best weapons and maybe some of the best O-line play and coaching in the National Football League, huge aspect of an offense is O-line play, O-line coaching, that whole thing, Andy Reid's specialty. But Philadelphia, they won the Super Bowl with this similar type of offense. They are struggling too. Yeah. This style is not having a ton of success around the league of the other sort of Andy Reid tree coaches right now. Not a lot of quality offense going on. So it would be nice if this team, this offense, started to carry more weight and not rely on the defense. It gets old for defense. I played on a Miami Dolphins team for 4 years down in Miami. We had Ricky Williams on offense. And we had Zach Thomas and Jason Taylor and Junior Seau and Sam Madison and Pat Surtain and Brock Marion. And we were loaded on defense. I think we had 8 Pro Bowlers 1 year. We won a lot of games 17-13 or 13-7. It was ugly, and it was fine, and our defense is okay with it. But over the course of the year, all those three and out, or all those one first down drives, those will add up and just wear down your defense physically, but also mentally. The mentally to have to go out there every single game and try to basically shut down the other team. And, you know, if you give up 17 points, you very well could lose. That is really, really hard to do, to convince yourself of that. You know, they had Ray Lewis in Baltimore, and Ray was one of those guys. They're not going to get a yard. Like, he convinced everybody. I think they liked the challenge that their offense stunk, and that we're going to go win it despite the offense. We don't really need an offense. We'll win it without an offense completely. Just don't turn the ball over and give up points that way. I mean, to have that mentality is hard to get to, but if the Bears are going to want to go deep in the playoffs this year and have a chance to win a Super Bowl, this defense is going to have to carry a lot of water.
Sage Rosenfels, safe travels. Look forward to talking next week.
Thank you very much.
Sage Rosenfels, the former NFLer, joins us every week to break everything down and some not so unpointed criticism at Bears coaches for the offensive ineptitude, but optimism considering how good this defense indeed may be. We've got some lineup changes all throughout the NFL. We've got guillotine leagues chopping teams. We've got a waiver wire for you to figure out for your fantasy team. And we've got a new starting quarterback in Miami that's going to affect things as well. Paul Charchian talks about all of it next on The Score.
Mully and Hall, Chicago's number one and most listened to sports morning show, period.
I was watching the game last night, and my wife was sitting there, and I started talking to her about various NFL things. And
next time I ever want to get my wife interested in the NFL, I'm just going to show her pictures of Cliff Kingsbury as well.
Kind of a heartthrob.
Is that a football coach or Ryan Gosling?
That's exactly right.
Mully and Hall, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
It's time for an upgrade. Beneath your feet, with beautiful, durable new carpet from the Home Depot. And right now, free installation. Choose from a wide selection of styles. Order samples. Schedule a measure and installation, all online. It's never been easier to have carpet you love, right where you live. For new carpet and free installation, only from the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Free installation on carpet $4.99 or more and 99 cents or more per square foot. U.S. only.
Winter is just days away, and this could be one for the record books. Shred through one blizzard after another with a powerful new Toro Power Max 2-stage snowblower. It's compact, easy to use, and it's a beast on snow. And right now, get up to $100 off on select Toro Power Max. We'll make sure to get you through that first snowstorm with confidence. See your Toro retailer now. Win winter with a Toro snowblower, America's number one brand in snow. Toro. Count on it.
The Medicare annual election period deadline is coming soon. I'm Meredith Vieira, here with examples of people who found the key to the right coverage at myhealthpolicy.com. Meet Larry. He likes doing things online.
I took my time and found the best Medicare Advantage plan for me at myhealthpolicy.com.
Next is Mary. When she wanted answers, she picked up the phone.
I wanted a local perspective on plans, so I called MyHealthPolicy.com.
And finally, Michael.
I prefer face-to-face, so I chose MyHealthPolicy.com and enrolled on the spot.
Go to MyHealthPolicy.com to learn about top-rated Medicare Advantage plans in your area, including $0 premium plans, or call 1-800-GO-START. That's 1-800-GO-START. MyHealthPolicy.com. Meredith Vieira is a paid endorser. KF Agency operates MyHealthPolicy.com, not connected with or endorsed by the U.S. government or the federal Medicare program. A licensed insurance agent may call.
You get a whole lot of something with Farmers Policy Perks. So much, I'm going to have to speed things up. You can get new car replacements, so if your car is totaled, Farmers will pay to replace it with a new one of the same make and model. Like reuniting with an old friend with the added benefit of that new car smell. So it's really new car and new car smell replacement. Get a whole lot of something with Farmers Policy Perks. Start with a quote by calling 1-800-FARMERS.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Now for the legal something.
Optional coverage not available in every state. Only available with select Farmers branded policy, subject to terms and conditions, underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or affiliate.
Truck drivers, it's time to get your career back in gear. Make your new normal a better normal with Snyder, a time-tested carrier. A local Snyder recruiter will host face-to-face and virtual hiring events throughout the month of October in and around the Chicago area with the potential for a same-day job offer. That's face-to-face virtual hiring events throughout the month of October in and around the Chicago area. Get full event and driver job details at SnyderJobs.com/events. That's SnyderJobs.com/events.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the...
Hi, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. I just had a new idea for our song about the Name Your Price tool. So when it's like, tell us what you want to pay, hey, 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 and the trombone goes, blah, 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 and you say, we'll help you find coverage options to fit your budget. Then we just all do finger snaps while a choir goes, savings coming at ya, savings coming at ya. Yes? No? Maybe? Anyway, see you at practice tonight. I got new lyrics for the rap break.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
7. If you are purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local mortgage professionals. Meet Billy today, truck driver. He called Team Hochberg last August to secure a cash-out refinance to pay off debt with a 650 credit score, and Team Hochberg explained to Billy that his rate would be higher than the current rates because he was taking money out of his home with a 650 score. But Billy paid off over $40,000 of debt, reduced his payment over $1,300 a month, and didn't care about the rate. So when rates dropped, Team Hochberg helped Billy, whose scores were now over 740, drop his rate into the mid-threes, reduced his payment another $100 a month, and covered his closing costs. If you would like to use your home's equity to eliminate debt, reduce your rate, or shorten your loan term, call Team Hochberg now at 312-855-56-DAVID or visit 56david.com. Team Hochberg has helped thousands of Score listeners, but they can't help if you don't call. 855-56-DAVID or visit 56david.com. Homeside Financial, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 1124061.
You can now see if you qualify for a medical marijuana card through a telemedicine appointment. Innovative Wellness can help, and they take insurance. Schedule an online visit with them today. Visit InnovativeMMJ.com for more information. That's InnovativeMMJ.com.
You get a whole lot of something with Farmers Policy Perks. So much, I'm going to have to speed things up. You can get the Farmers Signal app, and that could get you up to 15% off your auto policy. That's just for using the app and driving like the normal speed limited hearing, full stop making lane change signaling human being you are. Get a whole lot of something with Farmers Policy Perks. Start with a quote by calling 1-800-FARMERS.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Now for the legal something.
Not available in every state and discount varies. Only available with select Farmers branded policies. Subject to terms and conditions underwritten by Farmers, Truck and Fire Insurance, Exchanges, or Affiliate.
Four. This segment is brought to you by Toro Snowblowers. For grizzly winters, you need a Toro Power Max snowblower. It's a beast on snow. Act now. Get up to $100 off on select Toro Power Max snowblowers. See your Toro retailer now. Win winter with a Toro. The important fantasy waiver wire advice of Paul Charchian is 60 seconds away on the...
Your voice. Your vote. In our democracy, they matter. Make yours count. Get registered. Learn the issues. And vote by or on November 3rd. Visit vote411.org. This message is furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Winter is just days away, and this could be one for the record books. Shred through one blizzard after another with a powerful new Toro Power Max two-stage snowblower. It's compact, easy to use, and it's a beast on snow. And right now, get up to $100 off on select Toro Power Max. We'll make sure to get you through that first snowstorm with confidence. See your Toro retailer now. Win winter with a Toro snowblower, America's number one brand in snow. Toro. Count on it.
The Medicare annual election period deadline is almost here. I'm Meredith Vieira, here with examples of people who started their search for coverage at myhealthpolicy.com. Meet Larry. He likes doing things online, so he started
at myhealthpolicy.com. I took my time and found the coverage I was looking for, and done.
Next is Mary. When she wanted answers, she picked up the phone.
I wanted a local perspective on plans, so I called myhealthpolicy.com and done. Switched to a better plan.
And Michael.
I met with a local licensed insurance agent face-to-face and done.
Go to myhealthpolicy.com to compare top-rated Medicare Advantage plans in your area, including $0 premium plans, or call 1-800-GO-START. That's 1-800-GO-START. Meredith Vieira is a paid endorser. KF Agency operates myhealthpolicy.com, not connected with or endorsed by the U.S. government or the federal Medicare program. A licensed insurance agent may call.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score
and 670thescore.com,
Chicago Sports Station.
Paul Charchian, Fantasy Football Hall of Famer.
That guy must really know what he's doing.
Chief Execution Officer at GuillotineLeagues.com.
He's appointing himself Judge, Jury, and Executioner.
He's not Judge, Judy, and Executioner.
He is.
Your guide through the waiver wire.
Hurry, step right up and keep following the leader.
Charge. With Dan Bernstein on 670 The Score.
He's on Twitter at Paul Charchian, and he's on the Alpamonte Ford Hotline, Alpamonte Ford in Melrose Park, and he is on Twitch, twitch.tv/Chicago670TheScore. These are very strange times in which you live, Charch, having to track things for a 4 o'clock kickoff yesterday, followed by another game, and watching who's placed on COVID reserve lists. I guess fantasy players can know if they can get through this season, they can get through just about anything. Yeah, you're right about that. And, you know, the fantasy players who are nimble are the ones who are doing well, Dan. And the ones that just sort of set their lineups and forget about it, they're getting crushed because it's just so many difficult situations right now. And, you know, and we've got a fascinating new development just in the past hour, which you've already alluded to. We've got a new starting quarterback for Miami, Tua Tagovailoa. That's going to be really fun to see. And you have to assume, Dan, because
Ryan Fitzpatrick was playing great. You have to, you know, this is a team that's one game out of a playoff spot. They're one game out of the lead in their division. And to make this change tells me that Tua must be tearing up practice. I mean, they must love what they're seeing. Otherwise, they'd be playing to get into the playoffs with the quarterback they've got.
I'm also learning about some other defenses as I watch some of these games. And when I start looking at matchups, I'm thinking, if somebody's playing the Cowboys, you probably want them active no matter who they are. Is that a proper way of looking at it right now?
Well, pretty much, although it's Kyle Allen this week. So, Dan, I don't know if anybody counts, but you know, if you're in a jam, yeah, you really could throw a dart, and it's a bye week, right? So you could throw a dart at Kyle Allen if you needed to. Let's just review how bad this Dallas secondary has been. They've given up multiple touchdowns in four of the past five games, and they're averaging three touchdown passes against per game since the opener. So, and it's not like they've seen awesome quarterback. They've seen good quarterbacks, but not awesome ones. Kyler Murray toyed with them to a great degree, at least on the run, on the ground last night. So, yeah, it's Dallas. That defense is awful, and I thought Andy Dalton would be better than he was, and I'm not giving up on his year yet, but boy, that was an inauspicious start for Dalton, who would have been a guy to say, hey, go pivot to Dalton. He's got an easy game with Washington. But I don't know. That I'm a little bit rattled after last night.
And we were joking last week about not expecting to have the Chase Claypool versus Travis Fulham show. This week in Who the Hell Are You, Tim Patrick takes center stage for Vic Fangio and the Broncos. Who is he and what does he do?
He is a starting wide receiver for an otherwise relatively forgettable Denver offense, but you know, he's been really good every down wide out. He took the starting spot when I'm forgetting the name of their starter that went down with
Courtland
the ACL
Sutton?
In week one. Thank you, Courtland Sutton. Thank you very much. Out of sight, out of mind. And Drew Lock is back under center. Now, Drew Lock did not look awesome last week, but what I love about Drew Lock is he's a little bit like Fitzpatrick. He's just got sort of a chuck it and hope it works out attitude, and I like that especially for fantasy purposes. And Tim Patrick's been good, and so he's a guy in a pinch you could pick up off the waiver wire this week.
What do you think it means for the Falcons to win in the way that they did and Raheem Morris taking over, getting a second chance? Some people are looking at this as an opportunity for him to resurrect his coaching career on a big stage. And running back, it looks like Jerick McKinnon and Jeff Wilson become playable.
Yeah, McKinnon and Wilson, I think, do become playable now. You know, Raheem Mostert was great. And it's just a high ankle sprain. We know what a high ankle sprain means. Look at Christian McCaffrey out for now. I think this will be heading into his fifth week. Michael Thomas ended up missing 5 weeks.
I'm sorry. It was my fault.
McKinnon and Wilson are going to get
Raheem Morris in the notes with Raheem Mostert. That's my mistake. Oh. Thank you for correcting.
Yeah, sorry about that. Yeah, and that's, you know, that's my fault. Yeah, so, yeah, that's but to get to the Falcons and my pathetic Vikings. Ah, Dan. it's not easy being in Minnesota right now.
Oh,
let me
bad.
Tell you, it's my football team nearly beat two playoff teams. They nearly beat the Titans. They nearly beat Seattle. They found ways to lose that game. And here comes a winless Falcons team. And the gutless Vikings rolled over and died. It was sick. And if that's not bad enough, look at this. I don't know if you can see out there. That's snow. We have accumulating snow, Dan, in Minnesota. That's this, you know, this is the epitome. It's the middle of October, and I've got accumulating snow. It's all bad right now.
You do live in Minnesota, you realize. I mean, you're not in Louisiana, so it's not exactly a story.
Well, I get that. This is what I've signed up for. But even by our standards, this is early. Come on, you get it. Nobody wants to start your 6 months of winter 2 weeks earlier, 3 weeks earlier than you have to. That is not cool. As for the Falcons, by the way, I mean, you know, we had just talked, Matt Ryan had been horrible coming into this game. Vikings made him look great again. Julio Jones looked like his old self. I think you can safely restart those guys from that passing game and maybe that whole offense. I want to believe the Vikings aren't the only team that's going to make them look good. I'd like to think Matt Ryan's going to come back and be the player that he traditionally was.
As you break down the quality of the Bears defense and its effect on matchups, how good is it getting as far as dissuading you from playing anybody going up against them?
Oh, big time. You know, this is we're showing a lot of caution against, particularly against the pass. So Jared Goff looked bad last week. And, you know, with Goff, Dan, you watch him play, the kid just doesn't have any fire. He's so antiseptic, a little bit like Kirk Cousins. You don't get the sense that when things go badly, he's going to be a guy that you just rally around. And I don't have any faith that he bounces back in a tough matchup here. So no opposing quarterback has thrown more than one touchdown against Chicago. Your squad's given up three passing touchdowns all year. Robert Woods, who's pivotal to this offense, is going to see Kyle Fuller, who's giving up 28 yards per game in his coverage. That's it. Now, I've been tough on Buster Screen for years. He hasn't given up a touchdown this year. Cooper Kupp, the other main cog in that passing offense, is going to get Buster Screen. If Screen can continue to just be serviceable, which is where I think he is, that's it. I'm out on that whole passing attack. I'm off of Jared Goff this week. He's probably going to clock in. I haven't finalized my rankings yet. He'll probably clock in around quarterback 22, I would guess, in a bye week with only 28 quarterbacks.
Is there another waiver wire quarterback value in here? Because I'm also starting to look at the number of names of players coming off of injured reserve who are returning this year with everybody allowed to return. And just off the top of my head, Leighton Vander Esch came back. John Jenkins came back. Who are some skill position players now who might be returning from injury and have some value?
Well, I mean, you know, Michael Thomas, the leading guy coming off injury. And you know, we're certainly going to watch him and what he's able to do when he comes back. But a sneakier move, Mark Ingram injured his ankle and got knocked out of last week's game. Now, we don't know the severity of the ankle injury because they're on bye week this week, so they're not obliged to tell us anything about how bad this ankle injury is with Mark Ingram. The best running back Baltimore has had this year, Gus Edwards. Nobody saw coming. They drafted J.K. Dobbins, who's been okay, but not spectacular. Gus Edwards scored a touchdown last week with Mark Ingram out. And if this situation with Ingram's ankle is significant, coming out of this week's bye, Gus Edwards could end up being a guy that ends up helping out.
Lastly, the tight end position. Anybody that is largely available?
Yeah, you know, it looks like Jonnu Smith, who's been a gold mine for fantasy owners, is going to miss this week. He got knocked out of last week's game early. And tragically for his Jonnu Smith owners, his backup, Anthony Firkster, goes on this crazy run, has 100 yards and a touchdown. And, you know, that all would have probably gone to Jonnu Smith. He's going to miss this one game. You can probably pick up Anthony Firkster as a one-week plug-in. And tough matchup with the Steelers, but there's a ton of depth at tight end. So he might be somebody you could look at.
And before we let you go, how alarming was the Packers' offensive performance?
Wow.
And you know, watching it, and the fantasy perspective may be different than the actual football perspective, but the latter was kind of scary if you confront what that could mean as a playbook for other defenses against them.
Yeah, it all fell apart in a dramatic fashion for the Packers. So the question that I think Viking fans like me, Bears fans like your listeners have been asking themselves is, well, okay, Aaron Rodgers had been great and they'd played really, really well, but the schedule could not have been easier at the outset. So they get their first real opponent and the team goes completely belly up. But the catch here is Green Bay next gets Houston. I don't trust them to challenge much. And then they get the Vikings and they already steamrolled the Vikings once already. So I, as much as, you know, the homer in me would like to say that I think there's going to be continued struggle here, more than likely this team bounces back at least for the next 2 weeks.
Does Mike Zimmer keep his job?
Well, they just signed him to a 3-year extension. So I believe he does keep his job, and I think they're just going to grit their teeth and get through this season and reevaluate after that. But believe me, up here, there is widespread dissatisfaction with Zimmer, our GM, Rick Spielman, and especially our quarterback, Kirk Cousins. The vitriol for Kirk. He should be, if he goes to Chick-fil-A, he should show up with an armed guard. Because I don't trust that somebody wouldn't go jam a chicken sandwich in his eyeball.
The deadly chicken sandwich. You also have some of the names that you've been tweeting out that are available now in guillotine leagues. It's almost comical right now just how the high quality roster acquisitions that are available with teams getting whacked.
Yeah, including mine. I'm in five leagues. I got whacked for the first time yesterday, last night. And it's hard. And here's the, you know, here's the team that I am now making available to the rest of my league. I've got Tom Brady. I've got Kareem Hunt, Clyde Edwards-Helaire, Chris Carson, John Brown, Devontae Parker, Jonnu Smith as my sort of core guys. All of them hit the waiver wire because that's how it works in a guillotine league. If you are the low-scoring team, you get cut. And now the team, here we are at midseason, the teams that are left are good teams. So it's a plethora of great players. And as a side note, I'll mention for two more weeks, we're still forming new guillotine leagues at guillotineleagues.com. So if you want to join in the fun, you still can.
And a plethora of piñatas as well. Paul Charchian, thank you as always for your time. Look forward to hearing you on Thursday and talking next week.
Thanks, Dan. Bye-bye.
That is Paul Charchian, who always makes sure that you have the best information at hand to be ready for your fantasy weekend. If you missed it earlier in the show, Mike Doc Emrick joined us to talk about his retirement and the book that he has coming out. And I want you to hear something that I wanted to ask specifically about his relationship with you, the Blackhawks fan, and what it's meant and why it feels kind of abrupt for us, because he's really been a part of the lives of Blackhawks fans only for, you know, like 10 years or so. We haven't been privy to the entire half century of some of the stuff that he's been doing. It's like all of a sudden here he is. He's a big part of our hockey lives, and then off he goes. So you'll hear from Doc Emrick next on The Score.
Don't miss a Bears 41.
The Cameron Hughes wine deal is back. I am so happy to be able to be talking about Cameron Hughes wines again and offering you these opportunities, because if you've been listening to me, you know how much I enjoy Cameron Hughes' wine, and also like him. He's a terrific guy. Taught me a lot about wine. What he does as a wine negotiant is he's got relationships with high-end wineries, and more often than you think, they make too much because they overproduce and they underbottle, keeps their quantities low, keeps prices high. Well, he goes in and buys up the wine, and as part of the deal, he just puts it in a different bottle with his name and a number on it, and you are drinking high-end wine at a fraction of the price. And you got a great deal now at the moment, because with this deal right now, you can get 20% off the already amazing prices and free shipping when you buy three or more bottles when you enter the code SCORE at checkout. You go to chwine.com, enter that code, and you're going to be drinking great wine at a great price. Make sure you grab the Lot 735 Santa Barbara Cabernet Sauvignon. That's a delicious Cabernet from a top winemaker that wins gold medals, top scores year after year. It's just $16 a bottle. It is less than half its original winery tasting room price. Again, that's the Lot 735 Santa Barbara Cab. I actually gave a bottle to Layla, who's going to be joining me tomorrow, so I'm going to see if we can get her report on that. And it's 20% off, free shipping on three or more bottles. Enter my code SCORE at checkout. The wines are already a great value, and you can get this deal right now. They sell out quickly, so get on this. You go to chwine.com, and you get 20% off and free shipping with three or more bottles. chwine.com. Enter the code SCORE.
You get a whole lot of something with Farmers Policy Perks. So much, I'm going to have to speed things up. You can get new car replacements. So if your car is totaled, Farmers will pay to replace it with a new one of the same make and model. Like reuniting with an old friend with the added benefit of that new car smell. So it's really new car and new car smell replacement. Get a whole lot of something with Farmers Policy Perks. Start with a quote by calling 1-800-FARMERS.
We are Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Now for the legal something.
Optional coverage not available in every state. Only available with select Farmers branded policy, subject to terms and conditions, underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or affiliate.
It's your apartment speaking, and I need some favors. When you're singing in the shower, just try going up a key. You're trying to be an alto when really you're a soprano. Oh, and if you could bundle your renters and car insurance with GEICO, it's easy to do online and we could save money. And then, when you read your murder mysteries at night, could you read out loud? But skip the murder parts, because I get scared.
GEICO. For bundling made easy, go to geico.com today.
Winter is just days away, and this could be one for the record books. Shred through one blizzard after another with a powerful new Toro Power Max 2-stage snowblower. It's compact, easy to use, and it's a beast on snow. And right now, get up to $100 off on select Toro Power Max. We'll make sure to get you through that first snowstorm with confidence. See your Toro retailer now. Win winter with a Toro snowblower, America's number one brand in snow. Toro. Count on it. Time.
Dan Bernstein will be back in 60 seconds on 670 The Score.
The Medicare annual election period deadline is almost here. I'm Meredith Vieira, here with examples of people who started their search for coverage at myhealthpolicy.com. Meet Larry. He likes doing things online, so he started
at myhealthpolicy.com. I took my time and found the coverage I was looking for, and done.
Next is Mary. When she wanted answers, she picked up the phone.
I wanted a local perspective on plans, so I called myhealthpolicy.com and done. Switched to a better plan.
And Michael.
I met with a local licensed insurance agent face-to-face and done.
Go to myhealthpolicy.com to compare top-rated Medicare Advantage plans in your area, including $0 premium plans, or call 1-800-GO-START. That's 1-800-GO-START. Meredith Vieira is a paid endorser. KF Agency operates myhealthpolicy.com, not connected with or endorsed by the U.S. government or the federal Medicare program. A licensed insurance agent may call.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
They've waited a long time for this to be at home. Slipped in front and Crawford another block. Five to go. For the third time in 6 years, the Blackhawks are Stanley Cup champions. The episodes in life that last so many years in memory are measured in fleeting moments as they happen. Joel Quenneville celebrates with his team.
And as we learned, that was an important call on NBC to the man who made it, Mike Doc Emrick. This segment brought to you by Burlington. Have you been to Burlington? They have incredible deals and amazing styles at up to 60% off other retailers' prices. And no coupons needed. It's your one-stop shop for fall. Go to Burlington.com to find your store. Burlington, love the deals. And always a pleasure to talk to one of the all-time greats on the occasion of his retirement and the release of his book, telling the story of his broadcasting career. And it feels different for Blackhawks fans because we haven't really known him that long. You, the Blackhawks fan, this relationship started when? In 2009? And then you have this spectacular and special run, and you have your Blackhawks voice sitting alongside, making it feel that much more accessible and that much more familiar. And then, as if commensurate with the Blackhawks ceding the national stage to other teams in this phase of their in between, whatever you want to call it, a rebuild or not, and now he's done, and it'll be Kenny Albert or whomever the next voice is whenever the Blackhawks become relevant on that spring and summer stage once again. If, in fact, it is in spring and summer with everything all reimagined. And I asked him about his relationship with the Blackhawks and with Blackhawks fans.
It's a city that I just love visiting, and some of my best memories are going to be of having been there. And I think most particularly, and we did talk about this one other time, Dan, about being in Chicago on that dark and stormy night, and with tornadoes actually touching down in the area, and the Stanley Cup being delayed and getting down to United Center. And finally, the Blackhawks were going to win it, not like in 1961 in Detroit, and not like in 2010 in Philadelphia, not like in 2013 in Boston. They were going to win it at home. And so that's why that excerpt that you played had a lot of crowd in it, because the crowd was cheering wildly, and hopefully I wasn't talking so much that the crowd could be heard. And the fact that the Cup arrived a little bit late and the Blackhawks celebrated a lot more than most teams did without the Cup before it did arrive was attributed to lots of chaos going on in the city and trying to get it down there from its position north of the city to arrive during the third period when it dramatically normally does. I have greatly appreciated so many of the Blackhawks fans who have greeted me so kindly during this time. And I'm sorry that the team is not what it was in those six seasons that had three championships. But hockey, just like the other sports, is on a cycle. And so the cycle does not always have you at the top. It has you rebuilding to get back there.
It was a wonderful opportunity to get the chance to have that conversation with Doc Emrick. If you want to listen to the full interview, you can do that via the radio.com rewind feature or at 670thescore.com via a podcast. I think it will be worth your time. Transition coming your way straight ahead with Lawrence Holmes. So don't go anywhere. You have The Score.
Join former Chicago Bear Lance Briggs for another Miller Lite Top Draft Show Thursday night at Thirsty Beaver, located at 5599 West 127th Street in Crestwood from 6:50 to 7:50 p.m. Lance will host a 30-minute Q&A leading into the New York versus Philadelphia game. Brought to you by Miller Lite. It's Miller time.
Hey, it's Jay Zawoski. I've got to tell you about my new favorite NFL bet this season. I've been playing same-game parlays on FanDuel Paradise Sportsbook, and it's the most fun I've ever had betting. They're pretty simple. All you have to do is combine multiple bets from one game into a single parlay. This way, the payouts are even bigger when you win. What's cool, too, is FanDuel will refund the first same-game parlay you lose on any NFL game each week up to $10. That means you can bet a different parlay risk-free every NFL week, all season long. Bet on those isolated games. Makes it that much more fun Monday night, Thursday night, Sunday night, and, of course, whenever the Bears play. If you like my picks, go ahead and bet them. You'll get $10 back if we don't win. Now, there is one catch. FanDuel is the only sportsbook app that has same-game parlay bets. And you may have heard that Illinois is requiring new users to create their accounts in person. But for a limited time, that requirement's been waived. So act fast to sign up right from the FanDuel Paradise Sportsbook app before it's too late. It's super easy. And if you don't already have a FanDuel account, just use promo code J, that's J-A-Y, when you sign up so they know I sent you. That's FanDuel Paradise Sportsbook, promo code J. 21 plus and present in Illinois and Indiana. Refund issued is non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 7 days. Max refund, $10. Terms apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In Indiana, call 1-800-9-WITH-IT.
You get a whole lot of something with Farmers Policy Perks. So much, I'm going to have to speed things up. You can get the claim-free discount, which gives you money off your homeowner's policy if you've been claim-free for 3 consecutive years. Also applies for 3 successive years, 3 years straight, and what's known to insurance fans as the claim-free three-peat. Get a whole lot of something with Farmers Policy Perks. Start with a quote by calling 1-800-FARMERS.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Now for the legal something.
Not available in every state. Only available with select Farmers branded policies subject to terms and conditions underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or affiliate.
Winter is just days away, and this could be one for the record books. Shred through one blizzard after another with a powerful new Toro Power Max 2-stage snowblower. It's compact, easy to use, and it's a beast on snow. And right now, get up to $100 off on select Toro Power Max. We'll make sure to get you through that first snowstorm with confidence. See your Toro retailer now. Win winter with a Toro snowblower, America's number one brand in snow. Toro. Count on it.
The Medicare annual election period deadline is coming soon. I'm Meredith Vieira, here with examples of people who found the key to the right coverage at myhealthpolicy.com. Meet Larry. He likes doing things online.
I took my time and found the best Medicare Advantage plan for me at myhealthpolicy.com.
Next is Mary. When she wanted answers, she picked up the phone.
I wanted a local perspective on plans, so I called MyHealthPolicy.com.
And finally, Michael.
I prefer face-to-face, so I chose MyHealthPolicy.com and enrolled on the spot.
Go to MyHealthPolicy.com to learn about top-rated Medicare Advantage plans in your area, including $0 premium plans, or call 1-800-GO-START. That's 1-800-GO-START, MyHealthPolicy.com. Meredith Vieira is a paid endorser. KF Agency operates MyHealthPolicy.com, not connected with or endorsed by the U.S. government or the federal Medicare program. A licensed insurance agent may call.
You get a whole lot of something with Farmers Policy Perks. So much, I'm going to have to speed things up. You can get the Farmers Signal app, and that could get you up to 15% off your auto policy. That's just for using the app and driving like the normal speed limited hearing full stop making lane change signaling human being you are. Get a whole lot of something with Farmers Policy Perks. Start with a quote by calling 1-800-FARMERS.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Now for the legal something.
Not available in every state and discount varies. Only available with select Farmers branded policies subject to terms and conditions underwritten by Farmers Drug and Fire Insurance Exchanges or affiliate.
The Medicare annual election period deadline is almost here. I'm Meredith Vieira, here with examples of people who started their search for coverage at MyHealthPolicy.com. Meet Larry. He likes doing things online, so he started
at MyHealthPolicy.com. I took my time and found the coverage I was looking for, and done.
Next is Mary. When she wanted answers, she picked up the phone.
I wanted a local perspective on plans, so I called MyHealthPolicy.com and done. Switched to a better plan.
And Michael.
I met with a local licensed insurance agent face-to-face, and done.
Go to MyHealthPolicy.com to compare top-rated Medicare Advantage plans in your area, including $0 premium plans. Or call 1-800-GO-START. That's 1-800-GO-START. Meredith Vieira is a paid endorser. KF Agency operates MyHealthPolicy.com, not connected with or endorsed by the U.S. government or the federal Medicare program. A licensed insurance agent may call.
We'll be right back with more Dan Bernstein in 60 seconds on The Score.
Think you know the Home Depot? It's not just for flooring and lights for your bedroom. It's everything else for your bedroom. Mattresses you can't wait to sleep on. Warmer blankets for cooler temperatures. Get fall savings like 35% off select mattresses, plus free and flexible delivery and easy online returns. You know the Home Depot. Now you know there are even more ways to explore decor at HomeDepot.com. How doers get more done. Free standard shipping and residential delivery on most orders over $45 made at HomeDepot.com. Exclusions apply, valid through October 21st.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for being a part of this today. We thank Brian Gertz for handling our video feed and the Twitch stream. We thank all of our guests, who included Doc Emrick, Craig Calcaterra, Sage Rosenfels, and Paul Charchian. Thanks for joining us. We'll have a World Series game to talk about tomorrow and some football things as well. Layla Rahimi and I will be in studio. Looking forward to that, as we always do. And now it's time for Lawrence Holmes. Hello, Lawrence. You there, Lawrence?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, there you are. Hello.
Yeah, I don't know what happened. I've been having a lot of issues today, but that's what kind of happens all the time. How are
we
you doing?
We got you now. I'm all right. I'm good. It was just always really nice to get the opportunity to talk to Doc Emrick and hear how aware and informed and introspective he is after about the process of writing that book about a career. And he talked about some interesting things, chasing the idea of the waste of time of chasing perfection when there is glory in the imperfect and the human when it comes to always striving to get it right, but knowing that it's okay to not.
What did he say he's going to do now?
Well, he said he's still going to contribute essays. But, you know, he and his wife have rescue animals, dogs and horses, that are very important to them. And that's something that I know he's going to do. And I was talking about this where, you know, Lawrence, we have parents who are around those similar ages. And so many of, they and their friends are getting to retirement. And it always used to be, what are you going to do? The answer was always travel. That anybody mm-hmm. in good enough health said, now finally I can go see this place or that place or be in a mountain I always wanted to see or go to the Greek islands or whatever it may be. And it's just so sad that so many people have worked so hard to get to this point in their lives and now are stuck in their house.
Have you thought about retirement?
Have I thought about it?
Yeah. Like what an ideal retirement for Dan Bernstein looks like.
I think about it every day just because of the financial commitment to it and just about, you know, obviously understanding what that takes and feeling the weight of what that's going to be. So I'm always, it's never really top of mind, but I don't know, because I don't know that when that time comes, what's going to make me happier in that moment. I love doing this. You know, I want to do this as long as they'll let me do it, but I don't know if I'll be like Terry, because Terry knew when it was just absolutely time and he didn't want to do it anymore. And that was enough. And he wanted to do other things. And I'm certainly not there yet. You know, I might be like, end up like Hawk Harrelson, where they just kind of, you know, drag me away from the microphone, drooling on myself and kicking and screaming. And
I don't know
diapers.
If that's what he was doing. He was going downstairs to check on Todd and to make sure that everything was okay. And then we never heard from him again. So he got into the Hall of Fame. And now he's got to wait. Now he's going to wait until next July to get inducted into the Hall of Fame.
That's a good question. I mean, I do think that eventually, whenever this, however many years it takes for this plague to recede, that seeing other places in this world would be very high on my list. That, you know, right when it hit, we were scheduled to go to London as a family, and obviously had to cancel that. And that was my daughter's high school graduation present. So we promised her that at some point we were all gonna get there, because I have not been. My wife has been multiple times, but I haven't. And I've got a long list of places I want to see, but now certainly not the time for that. let me get a couple kids through college first.
No, yeah, you've got an expenditure that you have to take care of, or a couple of expenditures that you've got to take care of. But I wonder about that. Like, what is the right way to retire, and what do people who have retired feel about what they thought it would be versus what it actually is for them?
I know that there are those who feel that true retirement is just an accelerant of death, because it turns off. It's like the coaches, like Bear Bryant or whoever it is, these famous stories about the coaches. But yet there are some really good examples. I know, you know, personally, who I've had, you know, people, even a generation in their 90s now, a generation older than my parents and mentors, who are still working and still writing, still creating, still criticizing. And it's, you know, that just keeping that intellectual side vibrant and viable is so impressive. And I know multiple people in their 90s who are still writing op-eds and speaking.